Winners of New York State's casino competition celebrated yesterday. A statewide gaming board earlier this week recommended gaming licenses for three developers across upstate New York. That includes the proposal from the Rochester-based Wilmorite Corporation to build the Lago Casino Resort in rural Seneca County. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
While weather kept Governor Cuomo from taking part in the Finger Lakes portion of a statewide casino victory lap, unions were out in full force in Seneca County. The potential for jobs for 55 out-of-work electricians has union rep Michael Davis happy.
They won't go to work tomorrow, but they know that they're going to be employed in the very near future, and that's huge to them, and I can't wait for it to start.
Anne Marie Talaricio is president of the union that represents hotel and restaurant workers in Central New York.
We're hoping for 1,500 permanent jobs once the building is built.
And that could be within a year if developer Thomas Wilmot's timetable holds.
We believe about 12 months. Construction period. So we're hoping to open the beginning of 16.
In all, this $425 million casino and resort will feature a hotel, five restaurants, an entertainment venue, and of course gambling. Wilmot expects the casino to bring in $300 million in gross revenue a year, 80% of that from slots and gaming tables. Voters last year agreed to allow casino gambling in New York State as part of an upstate economic development strategy. And if the gamblers come in droves, as Wilmot expects, this might not be the end of the story.
You never know. I mean, it'll depend on demand. If we're open and on Friday night every slot has a fanny sitting in front of it, we'll have to expand. I hope we have that problem.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.